Welcome to the Unfolding Podcast, a space where we explore what it looks like to really trust yourself. Say no without guilt and live your life like it actually belongs to you. I am Erica Voll, a decision mentor and inner trust guide, and I help women in midlife untangle from the life patterns of shape-shifting and keeping everyone else happy, claim how they are uniquely designed to make decisions, and understand their unique strengths. Using human design as a lens, we clear the noise of conditioning, so their no feels powerful and their yes feels true. And they can move forward without self-doubt, guilt, or the pressure to prove anything. On this show, we have honest conversations about self-trust, boundaries, energy, and identity, especially for women in midlife who are done living by the shoulds and second-guessing themselves. If you've taken every personality test, followed the recommended path, and still can't shake the feeling that you've been spending your whole life trying to fit in when what you really wanted was to belong, you're in the right place. You'll hear stories, insights, and tools rooted in human design, coaching, and real life. Not to tell you what to do like a self-help book, but to help you really hear yourself so you can stop overthinking and start making decisions that feel grounded, clear, and true. Our guest today is someone that I just love, and I tell you that I love everybody. But really, the people I bring on my podcast are the people that I genuinely want to talk about and I want to share with you. Our guest today is Talia Toms. She is an actress and a life and career alignment coach for actors. She helps actors become grounded and unstoppable by learning how to move through their life and career with clarity, intention, and self-trust instead of fear and desperation. For her, success isn't about landing the role. It's about becoming the person who can enjoy the journey. Talia and I met through one of our business coaches, and I am so excited for you to hear this conversation. I had chills multiple times. I even teared up a couple of times. Her story is just so beautiful, and she shares something at the end that I think is going to really resonate with you. Talia, welcome to the Unfolding Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to be here. I love your podcast and I love the guests that you bring on. So I'm honored.
Well, tell us who you are and what you do and how your work has evolved, because we know you are acting and now you're in coaching. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, I'm so Talia Toms. I am an actress. I did take a break there, but I'm still getting back into it. So I'm an actress, but I'm also a life and career alignment coach for actors. And honestly, I had a health and fitness coaching business before I had the coaching business now, what I coach on now. And that's where I started coaching people. But with the acting, as far as basically, I had a health issue come up. So with the acting, I had to go on pause for a good 5 years. I kept coaching, but the coaching evolved into more than that, because actually how my acting career got off the ground is now what I teach to actors. Mm. So it's kind of evolved along with acting career.
So can you walk us through your journey of into acting and then into coaching, and how does it now overlap with your work?
Okay. Well, I'll be honest. I lived in Atlanta at the time. You want the whole story of how I got into acting or?
Whatever you want to share. I'm so intrigued by your story.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Well, how I got bit by the bug, I was in Atlanta and I started out with on the modeling side, and my agent was like, you can make more money if you do commercials too. So I need you to go take an acting class. And I resisted at first, to be honest with you. I was like, I don't really want to, but okay. So long story short, I took the acting class and had the best time. Mm-hmm. I definitely got bit by the bug and I knew it's what I wanted to do to pursue. And so I didn't stop. I just grew more and more confidence about myself and believed that I could make it and make a mark and actually get myself from wanting to just be an actor to actually on the screen. And I did achieve that, which I'm so excited about. It started with commercials, then it got into film and TV. So, but it was interesting because as I was going through my acting journey, before actually things actually started to take off, it was because it's a long journey. It can be a hard journey for actors. But now that I've learned what I teach other actors, you can adjust your mindset. And so it doesn't have to be hard. But it is a journey, though, that you have to have thick skin around. And as far as how I came upon wanting to teach actors, how I got into actually become a working actor, I honestly went through my own story where I was doing hustle culture really hard. Like I was, you know, a personality. I just did everything. I was doing everything right. They said, do this. Okay, I'll go and do this. I was taking this acting class. I was following this career coach. I was taking challenges that the career coach was giving out to us, you know, making sure I had a headshot and a reel and all the necessary things. And I still wasn't getting any results. I still didn't get auditions. I didn't book them. And long story short, I honestly got to a point. It was beyond burnout, because we all can easily experience burnout. It was beyond burnout. But I got to a point where I didn't know how to word it then, but I know how to word it now in hindsight. But I completely lost track of myself. And honestly, my life, and making sure my life was okay and grounded. So I decided to, I actually did have an agent at the time, and I was getting some auditions. And I basically decided to honor that relationship with my agent and also my auditions, because it is what I love to do. Mm-hmm. But I got to a point where I was like, no more of doing checking everything off the box. I stopped. I couldn't. It's like I was so lost spiritually that I actually signed up for a spiritual class. And so I stopped doing all the things they say doing in the acting career. And I just went on this journey of finding myself. I got my finances back in check. I was making sure my health was in line. My job was no longer a side job that I hated, because that also affects your creativity and your spirit, just, you know, just in your everyday life. And I call it complementary passion. I teach actors that it's really helpful to have a complementary passion, especially one that also can pay the bills or contribute to your income. And so I loved showing up for my complementary passion. At the time, it was a health and fitness coach. And I noticed I would go into my auditions with much more confidence. The desperation was gone. I no longer needed to book it. I no longer needed the auditions, because I was happy in the rest of my life. Not everything was perfect. I still needed to work on relationships in my life, but and my mom had passed. So not everything was perfect by far, you know, but I was starting to piece things together in my life. It's like what I, you know, teach actors. It's like, we're going to ground your life first, you know, because that's where we perform from. That's where we act from, you know, just as people in general. That's how we're able to show up for work, be the mom, be the dad, you know. So it's play the roles that we play in life. So especially for an actor to carry on, you know, extra roles that we do, and to perform that and to have it come from us authentically, like it's so helpful to be grounded in your life and to, especially within yourself. Mm-hmm. And so my confidence just really blew up. And I was just so focused on, it was so nice to be done with the hustle culture, with all the busy work. I could focus on what was in front of me. And that was the audition, you know, and just enjoy that. And also enjoy and feel good in the rest of my, in most of my life. And so I just started booking like crazy. You know, I booked my first co-star. I've booked a number of them since then. I booked two pilots. They both started out as co-stars. They both wanted to write for me, so they became reoccurring roles. I've been on HBO. Like, it just, my career just started taking off. And I was like, whoa, what's going on here? How did I make all this happen? So long story short, I really just kind of sat back and I was like, how am I in such a flow right now? And that, hence the name of my business, The Actor's Flow. I was like, how can I teach this to actors? Because I am doing way less, worrying none, having fun, and I'm actually hitting my goals and dreams of booking those acting jobs. It was amazing. So that's when I started just brainstorming, just piecing it all together. So now it's, my framework is called Grounded and Unstoppable. And so that's what I became, very grounded in my life and unstoppable, because I was booking just about everything that I would go out for. But it, for sure, the word unstoppable is not just booking a job. It's definitely, you know, unstoppable with me coming back from a health journey, a crisis where I had to bring myself back. And so now I'm back in the business of acting. You know, it's unstoppable in your mindset. So when you're not getting auditions, you don't spiral. You know, so it's, so the core belief around my framework, Grounded and Unstoppable, is basically this one belief of, when you and your life are grounded, your acting career is unstoppable.
Oh my gosh, I have chills as you are talking, because I know that feeling of like when you start to embody this part of you, like people notice. I mean, I tell the story all the time. Like when I started to really embody that I was leaving the library, people could see it. Like I came into work and people are like, there's something different about you. Like, did you get a haircut? And I was like, no. I just had changed some things in my life and had done enough work that like then I could embody what I really wanted and who I wanted to be. So
yeah.
And I love this story so much. This is exactly why I wanted to have you on the podcast. So you talked about a little bit about like things changed for you. When did things start to show up for you? Like, I'm curious about, was it in midlife that things started to show up for you? Like, when did this shift happen? And like, what were things that you did in addition to what you've already talked about that helped you start to show up better and really affected how you were as an actress or an actor?
Okay. An actor and coach, or?
All of it.
Okay. Okay. So how did things begin to get better?
Yeah. Or you could even take us back even to your journey. Like, what were some stories that you had to rewrite and release to get you to be able to do this journey and to heal?
I know a big one for me is, man, stop putting so much. Because all us actors, we just have these blinders on. And that, we're so focused on getting an agent, on getting an audition and getting booked. It's not even becoming famous. You just want to work as an actor and get paid for it. You know, and get bigger and bigger roles, more fun roles. And, you know, it's just, I got to a point where since I had everything else grounded in my life, or enough of it anyway, and definitely a job that I really enjoyed, I no longer found myself, and I was reading a lot of personal development books. That helped quite a bit too. And it helped me, the personal development books that I was reading, like it would help me bring myself back to myself. And, you know, and so that took my whole audition experience to a whole nother level too, because I had this inner confidence. You know, so, but I would go into audition rooms no longer trying to perform my worth and be chosen and get the job and be worthy and be enough. I just went in there and did my thing, enjoyed doing my thing, and then had a job that I had to go back to, that I got to go back to, and had fun. So I would say it was a mix of personal development books, that spiritual class, just becoming just grounded within myself. I've done a lot of inner work. So I would just say, you know, tools and modalities and exercises that I would learn. There's one coach, it's the Body Wisdom Academy, and she would take us through tapping and, you know, all this nervous system regulation and stuff like that. So that's also a part of my program, like what has helped me to be strong and grounded. I teach now to actors.
So you said something in the application that you sent in that I, like, it totally stopped me. You said, burnout in this industry doesn't always look like a breakdown. Sometimes it looks like saying, I'm fine, when you haven't taken a deep breath in weeks. That just, like, hit me so hard because I've dealt with burnout. It was I had some really rough years, and it just, I was like, yes, because so much of that time I was saying, I'm fine, I'm fine. And then somebody finally said to me, do you know what fine really means? And I was like, no. And she said, fine means feelings I'm not expressing. And I was like, oh,
oh, like that. Oh, it's so true.
Yes. So what has been your experience? What does burnout look like for the actors that you've worked with or are working with? And, like, how do they appear to be fine when you can see that there's some burnout happening, or they've just said, they come to you because they're like, I need help. So talk about that.
It's when, and I was doing this for decades. I was so guilty of this until I woke up. It's that desperation that you carry with yourself. I need to get representation. I need to book this job. I need to climb the ladder. Just like in any industry, we want to climb that ladder. Like, I need this, I need this, I need this. And, you know, there's so many deeper stories underneath ourselves, from our inner child, from our nervous system, that is telling us that we need this in order to be someone, in order to be enough. So it really comes from that desperation energy. And now I'm trying to remember your question again.
So, like, when they come to you, where are they at?
The burnout. And yes.
Burnout.
Thank you so much. Yes. So it's one, that desperation energy is lagging, is tugging on them. That's where I was going with all of this. And it's being a part of the hustle culture in order for one to make it, and doing all the things that you're trained to do in acting class. The acting teachers are great with acting, but they don't but they'll tell us things over here also. And so you need to stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning to make sure you have your audition down. It's like, it's little things that we're taught like that from, I know a lot of it, for me, was taught by acting teachers. I'm like, you all just stick to teaching us how to act, because that's what you're really good at. As far as, like, lifestyle around developing a career and being a human while going after this career, they would give a lot of hustle culture advice. Now, their intentions were great and well for us to succeed, but in reality, that's where a lot of actors will burn themselves out. Because they will do exactly what everyone is telling them to do. It's also a huge mental game for actors to want auditions and they're not coming in, or you're getting auditions and you're still not getting booked. It's a lot to balance. So there's burnout on the mental side. There's burnout on the emotional side. And there's burnout on the physical side of taking action in order for you to be a working actor. Mm-hmm. And so when they come to me, what was my biggest problem and what I talk about the most is, you're doing all the right things, but you're not booking, you're staying stuck. So that burnout, it's like you don't, and I don't want to say you wear it like a badge of honor, but it's something, the whole I'm fine, I got this, I'm fine, I'm fine. It's like it's just a part of you and you don't know different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to keep going.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, to keep going, to keep striving, but you don't realize the truth of it all. You know, like the feelings that you're not expressing. That's another thing with my grounded and unstoppable framework. I teach actors about journal speak, giving them permission to actually journal, take 10 to 20 minutes to journal about how you are really feeling right now. Let your inner child out. Cuss if you need to. Like, just let all your feelings out. You know, burn it, tear it up when you're done. And, you know, take a minute to regulate, put your hand on your heart, and after that, go about your day. But none of us, we weren't taught when we were growing up, especially if you were born in the 70s or before, we weren't taught any regulating tools or any, you know, we actually get to say how we feel.
Uh-huh.
You know, and no one, I watch these, you know, these other acting gurus in the industry, even ones that I follow and look up to and, you know, buy their courses or whatever. No one is giving actors the permission to say how they really feel. Take any industry. No one has given us the permission to say how we really feel. So I that part excites me, to give actors that permission, as long as they don't stay in that space. Mm-hmm. You know, just express it, let it out, you know, and regulate, and then go about your day. So that's, actors are spinning their wheels like crazy when they come to me. And there's two kinds that come to me. They're spinning their wheels and they're spent out, and there's no results for themselves. Or it's the kind of, they'll see my social media posts or they're on my newsletter list and they're like, I want the easier route. You know, I want to go about it how she's talking about it. And she became a working actor too. Do you know? And it's just like when I booked not too long ago, this year, actually, I was selected to be an extra for a steakhouse commercial. And I was so excited. It's the first job that I booked this year. There was a road trip. They put us up in a hotel for 2 nights. I had the best time. And, you know, when I came back from eight, I had to get up. My alarm clock went off at 3:30. I had to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning. We worked for 8 hours and I came back to the hotel room and I just did the Running Man. Ooh. I was, because it's just what I love to do. And I've done a guest star before, reoccurring roles, you know, bigger roles than just an extra job, but I've never done the Running Man afterwards. That's also that definition of being unstoppable. It's where you're grounded in your life. You know, unlearning the hustle culture is basically what my framework comes down to.
I love that you keep talking about unstoppable, because one of the songs that I listen to, actually the song I listen to before I do a sales call with a new client,
uh-huh,
or do a workshop, is Unstoppable by Sia. And
I love
that song so much. You know, it's like, I love the image of this, of being unstoppable, because like, it's not that we're running ourselves ragged and that we're just like running ourselves thin. It's like we are solid in who we are and grounded, unstoppable. I love that so much, Talia.
Yes.
So are there, they come to you, like what are some techniques you do to help them untangle the noise besides the journaling and the nervous system regulation? What are other things that you're doing with your clients?
To let go of the noise from the hustle.
Untangle some of that noise that's been, I mean, because we get so in our heads that like, and we know that what gets in our heads can then filter down through our gut and into,
yes,
like I had,
yes,
something happen today and I was just like, and you know, it was all my mind, but my body was reacting to all of the things that were coming up. So talk more about that.
So what you're speaking of right there, I love to teach the pattern interrupt. And that does come down to, because what you were feeling, that comes from, I can go so deep into this, you know, it's, you know, take your pick, your inner child not feeling safe, your nervous system not feeling safe. And so those thoughts are running on autopilot and they just kind of take over. you know, and, you know, that's when you do a pattern interrupt and you just, it's because you can, awareness is a big thing. I teach awareness. If you're not aware of what, that's great. You became aware of that situation for yourself. Mm-hmm. If you're not aware of what you're at and what could be running the show, like your inner child thoughts and feelings and your nervous system, then you can't stop it. So a pattern interrupt is basically, you know, taking a moment, hand on heart, you do at least a deep breath and exhale even longer. And then you say a statement where, you know, I am safe. So it's basically a pattern interrupt is giving a statement to let the body know that you are safe versus staying in this pattern of fear and, you know, just being scared and freaking out about it. That's what you have to do, a pattern interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also take them through, I call it releasing the old scripts. And so we take time to go through old beliefs that they have or scripts that just kind of run the show. And so we take time to update that. And then I also had them do a mirror challenge. So I have quite a bit of stuff that, cool. that speaks to the body, speaks to your mm-hmm. nervous system, just upgrading your system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't realize how much I love this, all of this. And what I loved about being in a program with you and a couple of other actors was that, like, I had no idea how, you know, fast of a turnaround things were. Like, you had to do the I didn't know what a self-tape was. And I was like, what's a self-tape? And then you all educated me on that. But then, like, somebody said she had an audition due at 2:00 and she found out about it the night before. And, you know, and I was like, are you serious? I had no idea this was how it went, because, you know, I growing up in the Midwest, like, you know, you heard about actors, but, like, my exposure to actors was watching TV and through the movies. And then, you know, on DVD when there were the special features and you could watch, like, their audition tapes, and I was like, oh, that's cool and that's funny.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't realize how it actually worked. And that, like, I remember watching a video recently with the woman who plays Haley on Severance, and, like, she was like, I'm doing this particular audition in my bathroom in front of my bathroom door. And I was like, oh
yeah,
it's not as glamorous as it looks.
Oh, it, definitely not.
Yeah. And I just,
also, you get that last minute audition to put yourself on tape, and you have to juggle the rest of your life.
Yeah,
you have your job, you have your kids, you have your, you know, you have it. So it's not just you have this free time all day long, and then you have to get a short last minute audition in. You also have to figure out when to get it in, because you have the rest of your life to consider too.
Yeah. Oh, I just, it was such a learning experience for me. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is why I became even more curious about it. And I started looking up things about people's auditions, because I was like, oh, because especially when they would describe it. So what, you talk about building a life that supports your career, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
How does that look what does that look like in practice?
So
your actors.
Okay. So by the time because they worked with me for 3 months through the Grounded and Unstoppable journey. And by the time before they leave me, so through those 3 months, I'm giving them the tools to live by. To implement. But by the time they leave, I leave them with not a checklist, but your daily flow that puts you into a rhythm. And so, you know, we wake up, because the first thing we do when they come into the program and the journey is we take a life assessment and to see which part of their life needs more alignment and attention. And so we, you know, we work from there. But as far as, like, putting it into practice daily, and what I do for myself is basically, it's really important that I've helped the actor ground themselves. That grounding is everything when you show up in an audition. That's how you can truly be the character. And it's really important that actors remember that they are a person first. Acting is what they do for a living and for fun, but you are an actor first. So I'm really big on grounding the actor throughout. And so it's stuff that I do for what I coach is what I live by. So it's having that, it's important to have that morning routine in the morning, you know, to ground yourself there with meditation, some type of movement, you know, taking a walk, have nourishing food. And also I suggest journal speak, that journaling process. Or if it's not ready to hit you in the morning, you know, whenever it hits you throughout the day and you have time to sit down and just write your feelings out, just go for it. Mm-hmm. You know, and then also with all the nervous system regulations, when resistance comes up, when those old scripts come up, it's so important because I teach a lot about identity because I'm working with identity coach and it's been a great help for me to turn around things for me personally, health-wise. And, you know, and it's one thing that she says is you don't get what you want. You get what you are. Right? I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And it's so freaking true. It's mm-hmm. It's like now I've become so aware. She was like, Tali, you are so aware of programs that are running on autopilot that she was like, many people do not recognize this. And so as I really have the actor be really aware as best possible of what's coming up and stop in the moment and doing that nervous system, that regulation, because if you don't, it runs the show.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can do that pattern interrupt, then the next step is for you to take that next future step, that step that you really want to take, but you don't have to deal with the resistance or the old scripts running, the old, you know, limiting beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like that as well. And it looks like I'm really big on play and leisure to have at least one fun day throughout the week. So it's, and then there's some journal prompts that they have an option to do at nighttime. And also I'm very big on taking intentional steps. So if they take one intentional action for their life, that area in their life that needs more alignment for the day, and they take at least one intentional step towards their acting career. So it's very intentional and it's very grounded, very nervous regulation, and just spending that time with yourself at nighttime or in the morning.
Mm. Oh, that's so beautiful. So I shared with you, I don't know, a year ago about your human design chart. And
yes,
I'm curious, like, what resonated with you when you learned you were a projector?
Oh, my goodness. That whole where you can see things about people before they can't, like, was like,
yeah.
No, I remember when I first started, he was my boyfriend at the time, my husband. And it would get on his nerves a little bit that I could read into people. Because a lot of times it wasn't positive what I would say. So I'm like, so it would kind of get on his nerves because he wasn't seeing what I was seeing, mm-hmm. you know, and then it would get on his nerves when later down the line it would be proven to be right. He was like, how do you know? And I'll be honest, I got to a point where I kind of had to turn it off. I'm like, can I turn this down a little bit? And so especially when I'm coaching, I try not to. And with my husband, I really had to learn not to, you know, working with one of my system coaches, she's like, you have to, there's your 50% and then there's the other person's 50%. And so I've had to learn for myself not to step on another person's boundaries and also don't step outside of my own. Don't extend my own boundaries. Because a lot of times people don't really want the advice or don't want to be told or they resist it. And, you know, I was really taken aback when I learned that I was a projector and what that meant. Because I was so big on that. I really had to unlearn giving advice all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it would hurt my energy when people wouldn't respond in the way that I thought they would respond. My inner child is like, oh boy, and now everyone gets along and I'm helping you and everything's going to be great for you. And, you know, just thinking you had all the answers. And it's interesting. I had a massage therapist and he had connections with the angels and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. He was like, the angels are wanting me to tell you that it's not your job to tell people, you know, all the time what they need to do for their journeys. And I was like, oh my gosh, because that is what I do.
Uh-huh.
You know, so the one thing I did love about what you read off my human design, and it's also what I try to teach actors, not everyone has this strong ability to do this, but it's also what I teach actors through the Grounded and Unstoppable framework, is following and trusting their instinct.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is always your next move. And I found that when that came up in my chart, I was like, and that's exactly what I've been trying to teach actors. Do you know? And that's how I got myself from spinning my wheels, then to stopping, and then to becoming a working actress, because I started to actually listen and pay attention to my instincts.
Mm-hmm.
And then intentionally took action after that. So that's what I teach actors as well.
Oh, Talia, I mean, wow. And like, your profile is a 5-1, which is that practical leader. And clients are looking to you for practical solutions. And when I saw that, and I was like, oh my gosh, because I guessed you were a projector when we were working together. We were part of a little pod, accountability pod. And there was just something, and I was like, I remember asking you, can I look up your birth chart? You're like, sure. And it was so cool when I was like, you're a projector, and I was reading it to you, and you're like, and I grew up with a sister who's a projector. So I know that unsolicited advice, I was always like, why does she not think I'm capable? That's how I always felt.
Okay, that's how you felt.
And now I know that, like, she sees things that I can't see. And so I listen and I'm like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'm like, I'm still at square one. You're already at square nine. I can't get that far. My brain's not able to get there.
Uh-huh.
I'll worry about that later.
Right, right. Yes.
Yes.
Now, how did you know that I was a projector?
There were just questions that you were asking. And there were certain things that you could see when we were working, you know, on our accountability pod, because sometimes it was just the two of us.
Yeah.
And you would just ask questions of me and my business that I was like, how does she know that? How is she seeing that? And there was one time you offered some advice because I asked for advice. And the way you delivered it just made me think, like, huh, I just need to know. Because I feel like for me, a lot of times when I know people's energies, then I feel like I can have a better relationship, and I don't feel like there's this resistance that comes up that's like, okay, well, you're giving me all this advice, and I just like, I'm really good at putting up a wall and being like, oh, I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
So, but hearing that, and then I was like, she's a projector. She can see things that I can't. And then I would be like, Talia, what are you seeing? I started to ask you certain questions because I was like, she can see more than I can see. What is she seeing that I can't? Mm-hmm. So it was really cool to see in action that, like, I guessed it and I had experienced you it for long enough to know that, like, this is where maybe this is what I was seeing. And then to have to follow for myself, following my instinct and being like, oh, yes, this is a good validation.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I now, since you told me the chart, and thank you for sharing that with me, that was very generous of you. Like, it helped me just kind of step up my game with when I can feel it coming within me before I even, because again, I had to teach myself not to go there all the time. But when I can feel it come up, I was like, and I'll say to myself, you're projecting, you're projecting, you're projecting.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it'll help me be a better coach too, knowing that it's so nice to have it be stated to me.
Yeah.
So now I to understand more of myself and, you know, what that is, but it helps me be a better coach. I already listened well, but it'll help me kind of collaborate together more with the client versus me just saying, well, this is what I think you should do. Like, no one wants to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. We technically, like, in our heads, we think we want to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But then when somebody gives us that advice of how to fix us, we're like, no, I don't want to hear it.
Exactly.
I don't want to do the work. Too hard. So, Talia, I have one. This has just been such a delight. I have two more questions for you.
Okay.
One is, if you could go back to your younger self, Talia, who was grinding and trying in that hustle culture, what would you want her to know?
You know, one, I have so much appreciation for her. I'm impressed by her. I still hold on to her drive, because that's important, because, you know, I let these actors know that flow does not mean you lose drive or you don't put in the work. But I would tell her, sweetie, you do not have to do so much.
Mm.
You can relax. You can trust. Follow your instinct. You will not be lost. And you'll reap the rewards. You will get what you're wanting.
Okay, I think we need to, like, put this on a poster for everybody. Oh my gosh, Talia, that's beautiful. Oh my gosh, I have to make a meme of that. That's just so beautiful. I'm tearing up.
If you do, share it with me, please, so I can remember it for myself.
I'll put the transcript into Claude and it'll tell me. And then my final question for you is what I ask all of my guests. What is one unwritten rule of midlife that you would like to rewrite?
Oh, my goodness. You know, you sent that list over to me because I'm like, write that down for me, Erica. And the one that I am still working through, but I'm coming through, is that whole thing, we're not as attractive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an interesting ride to start your career out as, I've had my corporate jobs. I'm not saying I was just an artist and that's all I've done. I've definitely had corporate jobs too. And I worked in a talent agency and stuff, but starting out as an artist and performer, starting with modeling and stuff, man, you know, what is your one focus? Your nails have to be done. Your hair has to be done. You know, your makeup has to be done, and take care of your skin. And you know, you have to have that flat stomach. And, you know, growing up, I didn't have problem with my weight at all. Like, I could eat whatever and I just did not gain weight. But that changed, you know, in midlife. And so just stepping back into the industry now as an actor, and I need to get new headshots and stuff, it's like there's the old story running that I need to be a certain weight, a certain size, have a perfect flat stomach. Well, I'm not there. And so I'm kind of giving myself more compassion and training myself. I'm like, you know what? Just F it. We are going to go take those headshots with where we're right now, with pooch and all. Hopefully land some more nursing roles, because when you have the scrubs on, you can't tell that you have a pooch. So I just put to bed that I needed to be how I looked in my 20s and how I looked in my 30s or even early 40s, you know, and knowing that I'm taking my journey to, I'll get to where I want to be, But right now, it's just that kindness that I extend to myself, and that permission to look like the everyday woman, take those headshots, you know, go out there and have some fun, book some commercials. And the other day we have this closet with a mirror, and I like to sit in front of it and do my hair. And I was sitting there and I could just see my stomach just pillowing over my pants, you know, a little bit. It was so nice to get to this moment. I just had this beautiful moment of, there you are. I welcome you. I accept you. And I just also know instinctually it will not be like this forever. But this part of my story, too, is beautiful.
Oh, wow.
You know, thank you to Shonda Rhimes for starting to cast people that look like everyday people. You know what I'm saying? It helps give me that permission. I love when I see a woman on TV or in real life where they too have a pooch. And I'm just like, oh, thank you. You know what I'm saying? So your looks change. Your looks change as you get older. They just really do. So it's just coming into accepting your womanhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and really owning that and finding the strength in that versus, oh, I look, you know, wow. So I'm rewriting that one for myself.
Mm. Oh, I love that. And I have to say, as a, you know, Midwestern woman, I love when there are regular bodies on TV and I'm like, oh, yes, like Ugly Betty is still one of my favorite shows. And I just love that, like, Amanda Ferreira or America Ferreira just like showed up as yes. her whole self. And I was like, yes. And
uh-huh.
my daughter and I watched it and she's like, Mom, like that was a great show to watch with a 12-year-old because she started to see the body differences and we would talk about things and she'd be like, oh my gosh, like that's how people live. People don't eat very much. And I'm like, no, they don't. So it was a really good conversation starter.
Or they eat a lot and they just don't gain weight. Like that,
yeah.
That's where I was forever, you know, but it catches up with you. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut
yeah.
off there.
No, but it was just a great, you know, way for her to see like the fashion industry. And yeah, I know the acting industry is very similar. Like
mm-hmm.
the way there was so much weight put on how people looked. And it
yes.
was a really good way for us to have some really honest conversations.
Yes. Yes. And I just feel, you know, as I step back into the industry and like, I'm going to go take those new headshots. I don't care if my body is not, you know, what I'm used to or where I would like. I honestly feel like, and that's how I keep stepping into my flow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that the goal that I have there, the purpose of the headshot is to help you get the job. Do you know what I'm saying? And that will happen. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So where can people find you, Talia, and what do you have anything going on right now?
Okay, well, they can find me at The Actors Flow on Instagram or LinkedIn. Those are the two places that I'm at. And I teach actors the grounded and unstoppable framework, but honestly, it's for people. We would just pick your industry, you know, to work on for you to take intentional steps in. So It's like my husband and his mom said, he was like, this is for everybody, Talia. You know, it's just, I'm an actor and I know the actors struggle. So that's the focus. So, mm-hmm. So all are welcome though.
Well, thank you, Talia. It was so great to talk to you, everyone. I hope you found parts of Talia's story in your own story. And thank you, Talia. It was so great to have you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This has been so awesome.
If this episode resonated with you, I would be so grateful if you click the plus sign to subscribe, share it with a friend or a colleague. You can also find me on Substack, where I publish articles, host workshops, and share more about human design and midlife. Thanks for joining me, and be well.